Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it, Kristen. Sing it.
Thank you.
Kiki and I were in Little Rock, Arkansas with Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off anyway.
Face the fact.
Face the fact.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Turn your faith loose.
Turn your faith loose.
He will bring you out.
He'll bring you out.
And give you. Question God.
So don't question God.
Just accept.
Just accept.
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 What God allows.
I kept on writing, Karen. I kept on writing, Jackie.
Except
what God allows.
What God allows. Even you, when you don't understand it, it's working for your good.
Accept every trial.
Accept every trial.
Accept it even now.
Accept it. Even now,
he'll give you a smile.
He'll give you.
Give you.
He'll give you a smile.
Mrs. Twinkie, put it.
Put it.
Put it.
Put it.
Put it in it.
Your trial is
bless you, Dr. Maddie Moss. We love you.
If we need you.
Praise God, praise God. You know, there's something we try our best, Doc. Ask God why, Reverend Henry. We try. We ask God why, you know. And then some people might argue that, you know. But there's a script that says, Reverend, there is a place where the righteous can dispute and counsel with the Lord. And that's the book of Job. You know, God allow us to open up our mouths. Because Jesus said one time on the cross, what did he tell him? Sabethany, Sabethany. He said, why have thou forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
There is a place that God allow us to come to him. Now I'm going to tell you this here. I don't care how wise you really think we are, but we know. It's all about God's will. Because Jesus said it one day, not my will, but thy will. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Not my will, Rev, but thy will. You know, we thank God for this day, Reverend. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that's always be with us. You know we can do nothing without him. Because I'm right about it, up. We can't do nothing without him. And I tell you, man, it was a beautiful day today. We got some of that Chicago weather down here, and Detroit weather. You know, we can't get out the driveway. You know, and I was in it for 1 inch. they got 10, 15 inches. You know, so they'll laugh at that. Well, we won't get out the driveway with. Oh, they just plow on top of 1 inch, 2 inches. You know, they ain't nothing. But in Texas now, we said some of us ain't gonna tell you, put it on all of us. Some of us ain't budging. You know, we ain't budging. We ain't gonna move, real. Essential or not, we not moving. But let me tell God, thank God for your brother, thank God for what He have in store for us today. We know this is a time that we take a time out and reflect, Reverend, on Black history. You know, we've been doing this for 2 years now. We've been reflecting back on some of our trailblazers, a patriot and martyr who have went on and paved the way. And something stuck out to me, Reverend, a young lady over here, she was over there in Alabama, Montgomery. It ain't Rosa Parks either. It really, okay. Her birth name was Claudette Austin. Claudette Austin. And she got married and changed her name to Cloven. All right? Reverend, mm-hmm. she was a civil rights activist, but she was a nurse's aide, right? And at this time, what made her be known at this time, she was one of the first one on the bus, didn't get up. She barked, yeah. And she was arrested at the age of 15 years old in Montgomery, Alabama. She refused to give up her seat to a white woman in a crowd segregated bus. Reverend, 9 months before widely known as what we call Rosa Parks, the secretary of the local chapter of in the National Association of Achievement of Color People. So that would be NAAACP. You know, that would, mm-hmm. 9 months before. She did this in that. See, a lot of folks don't, we give a lot of folks arm and we thank God for what they did and how they stepped out. But there's some unknown people that you never hear about, Rev. You know, talking about did some things, mm-hmm. you know. And Reverend, we were at the same age, right? Reverend,
yes, sir.
When I was a young lad, I didn't know why we paid and went back and got on that other on the door, man. You know, Reverend, I didn't know, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know why until I got older. You know, they don't teach this in school. You know, talking about mm-hmm. that you get off, you pay, and we couldn't sit up in the front. We was in the back.
Yeah.
You know, and we had to get
up.
What's that, bro?
Yeah, so you step back off and go back to that second door, you know.
Yeah, but you had to pay, though.
Yeah.
You had to pay that.
Yeah.
So, uh-huh. Yeah. I couldn't understand. I never was curious about it when I was young. But then as I got older, I see that we couldn't sit in the front rep. We couldn't
mm-hmm.
sit in the... I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about. This was going on in the '60s, man. You know what I'm talking about? So what I'm saying is here. What make me understand this thing a little clearer now, Reverend? She was one of the first, man. She was 15 years young, and she she had two children in her marriage. You know, she was born in September the 5th, 1939. She lived to the rightful age of 82, Rev, you know.
Mm.
And even in that movement, she was in that movement from 1954 to 1968. You know, and, you know, she was, you know, young folks, they were getting into it, you know. I hear Brother Willis sometimes, because at this time he was young, he was very young, you know, talking about, and he was doing the same
mm-hmm.
thing, you know. You know, they were down there in Alabama. You know, a lot of stuff occurred in the Deep South. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and even though we are, I don't know, we can be considered the West, South, whatever, how they want to do it. You know what I'm talking about, real? But we do know that it was all over pretty much segregation. And she stood, man.
Yeah.
And she stood as a young child, man. She's one of the young people that stood and hey, bro, she got arrested too. But she was known for that, you know, and that was one of my pet peeves. And anybody else could respond. Anybody got if they got a Black History person or a Black History moment, they can always come in and sign in on. But we want to give that. We don't just do it one day or one month out of the year. We try to do this and live up. We always talk about one of our pioneers. But this is one of the ones I don't know about many people would have known her, you know. And she, like I said, she was born in September the 5th, 1939. And she, God gave her 82 years on this side, you know. And I tell you, bro, she left something with that, man. She left us a moment that some of the people in Alabama probably know it. You know, if you do any study, you probably know it, you know. But she was one of the trailblazers. She was a young lady, man. She did this year ever, you know. And God bless her, you know, through all that,
Reverend Brian,
that incident.
Amen.
Oh, Reverend Brian, we got a hand up, Reverend Brian.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? How y'all doing out there?
Good morning.
Hey, I just heard Reverend Brian said expound on some, you know, add on to that on Claudette Colvin. He's absolutely 100% right what he said was, but the reason they didn't use her, a lot of people didn't know she didn't fit the white culture back then, and they figured that they had a fair skinned lady, a fair skinned no lady like Rosa Parks, that more people would be more receptive to it, and that's why Rosa Parks got the definition of being it, you know, of being the first one to do it, but it was Claudette Colvin, but she was dark skinned. You know, she was dark-skinned, and Rosa Parks looked fair, like a, you know, a mixed white, you know, mixed black and white. So that's right. Why they used Rosa Parks, and that's how she became known as the first woman that didn't do it on that boycott. So that is something that a lot of people didn't know, like you said, Reverend Brian. And a lot of stuff, like I said, if we go back and read our history, man, if you like adventures and like stories, go back and read some black history. You'd be surprised of some of the stuff that was going on back there. And I appreciate y'all again for doing what y'all doing on this end for the Black History Month, because We need to have some learning on these. We need some learning. I'm gonna just say it like that. And thank y'all.
Right.
Good morning, everybody.
Right. Appreciate it. Hey man, thank you for the enlightenment. Thank you for the enlightenment, because you are a trailblazer too. You know, we're not. I mean, you know, we're not saying that we don't love all races. Don't think we
discriminate.
Right. 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 You know. Right. We uplift our trailblazers, man, because they made a way for a lot of us. You know, maybe you real good on a mic, right? You never know who in your line gave you that talent. You know what I'm talking about, to be able to speak before people. Because a lot of people can't speak. You know what I'm talking about? They be just, I ain't no good speaker. I hear brother the other day on your show by my sister, Pat, he said he wasn't a good speaker. But when he was in the midst of God's spirit, he spoke well. He even encouraged himself. You know, that's why we want people to come out. We want to hear different voices. We got a message, you know, but God will change something if you step in. You know, we don't mind stepping back and let someone share their love of God. And that's why when we encouraging one another, like that songwriter said, this is set with God allow. If while we encourage, you'd be surprised when you let somebody just talk. Just let them talk. Let them get it out. And they encourage their own self. That's what he did in Brother Willie. He just turned around and said, man, at first, and now you heard his testimony. It started turning to praise, man. He can handle it better. Because out of his own mind, sometimes it ain't one of the renowned speakers talking to him. It's God's giving him something within inside himself so he can encourage. And what's so good about it, Brother Willie, his loved one was right there with him. He had a bunch of people around him. You know what I'm talking about? And I know that makes you feel good, because to give him strength to even speak before them, you know. They probably never seen this. Like sure. I heard his testimony prior to that. He said that ministry is his church. You know what I'm
talking about? What I'm saying. Just like right now on God's Plan and on the shows we have, once somebody, you know, that you maybe you feel comfortable with, it comes at you. And then once it starts, the Holy Spirit will grab you. You got to let it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But then what's so good about it, Brother Witter, we make way for it. We make allowance for them to open up. But if you got a ministry that's only you speaking and nobody else can say nothing, you would never know there's a Claudette, what was her name? Claudette Colvin. You would never know.
Colvin.
You know,
Claudette Colvin.
Colvin. Yeah, Colvin, you know. You know, her maiden name was Austin, you know. You never would have known that with that. Brother Willie was just saying, that's why it is always a ram in the bush. It's always something like Brother Nutty. He's standing in the gap, you know what I'm talking about? He did like us. We worked, and he driving and trying to work with it, you know what I'm talking about? And we yet keeping this thing up going. We're not saying that we're pioneers or nothing, but we're saying we're trying to be a willing servant from the Lord, man. Because there are people, there's people come here every day just to hear what we have to present. Every day, faithfully. And maybe this might be their church, you know what I'm talking about? But I do know one thing about it. We are here. What is it? Watch this, Brother Willie. Whether it's just three of them, we here. You know,
I'm gonna say it like this, Reverend Brian. It ain't about the quantity of people there. It's about the quality of people there.
There you go. Quality. There you go. There you go. There you go. You know, I was telling.
Give me, Give me one solid dollar to the four quarters.
That's it. And that's what we try to do, man. You know, to get in there. And you know, we're gonna transition in the word, but I want someone to know that you got loved ones that you probably never met. And I believe we're all on the phone right now.
Bro Bryant, I told you yesterday I was going to tell you about Edmund Berger. My research, before you get in the world, I just go, it's unknown when he was born, is what I researched. They didn't give a birth date, but he was born in Berlin, which is in Germany over there, and he went to MIT. He went to a college back when he was a teenager. And he developed that spark plug in Germany, and they call it a sparking plug, but somebody else patented it later on and called it a spark plug. And they actually had a elementary practice theory up until like 2016, where they still use his technique, his philosophy, physics to create things and stuff. So he went to MIT in 1961 and got a PhD from Princeton University in 1965 and energy physics division was developed in a high energy, but it was a lot of stuff came behind that still supported his name, and they went by the things he went during his time of developing his version of the spark plug, and they were still using it up to 2016. But they say it was unknown when he was born, though.
You know the reason why they stay unknown back then, they mm-hmm. weren't keeping records like they keep right now. You know what I'm talking about? When people were born in the 1800s and 17, all back then, they weren't keeping the records like they did. Like we would call the minutes, you know, kind of records of who they're and the date they were born in. That's why you hear a lot of unknown. That's a lot of people don't at that time really don't know how old they are. You know them because they don't know their actual birthday. You know, because one thing they weren't educated. The parents, you know, talking about most of them were field people, and they worked in the field, and that's all they did. You know, some down. They weren't keeping up with the July the 15th, 1922, you know. They weren't doing it like they're doing now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I had just add to the Black History this morning. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Praise God, man. Oh, you good. Always. Praise God, man. We thank God for the... everything went on. If anybody else don't have nothing else to say before we get into this word. Everybody good? Okay, then. Once, twice, three times, four times. Watch this here. We thank God. We thank God, man, for the Holy Spirit, man. Brother Randy sent out a thing this morning by Tony Evans, you know, talking about marriage, you know. It's almost, man, it's sad to say, man, how marriages is in the church. You know, if you go do a study on the marriage, really, and because if you're, watch this, Reverend, if you're a pastor, preacher, you got to be up on it, you know what I'm talking about, because people might need counseling, you know. And when you are doing this, we find out that we try our best to keep that real strong and get a lot of information on it, because you never know who you have to counsel and what they had in their marriage, right? But then we found out one thing, Brother Randy, that God instituted the marriage over 4,000-5,000 years ago, you know what I'm talking about? And man still messing up with it, you know what I'm talking about? And then you'd be surprised, it's in the church more than anything. We have divorce rates higher than anyone inside the church, you know what I'm talking about? So what I want to say this is not to tap on that. I had God to put something in my heart, got on mine. Y'all cool with it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God put something in my heart. And we use a phrase, Brother Willie, and sister and brother, we make him take it back. I feel something when I said that, Reverend. Make him take it back. When I say make him take it back, I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Jesus went to court one day. And brothers and sisters, he made them take it back. Oh, I know I'm right about it. So for the listening ears, Reverend, you know, the Holy Spirit just gave me something, Reverend.
Yes,
he wants you to pray before the sermon and to teach and to tell listening that you hear me. He wants you to pray, if you don't mind.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As we go in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we thank you for blessing us to see this day, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for everything as well as it is. Father, we come in the humblest way that we know how. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful for your mercy. You're so merciful and great, Father God, that you allowed us to enter into a day that we've never seen before. We lay down hoping and expecting to see this day, Lord, and you made it a reality, Father God. So in this we're thankful. Oh, Father, thank you for all that you're doing for us, Father. Every thought, Father God, unto you that you remind me, hallelujah, that you are the one that makes the way. You are the one that we whom we should put our trust in. You are the one, Father God, that every good and perfect gift comes from you. Father, so we ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day in our daily bread, Father God. Remove any hindering spirits, Father God, that would try to interrupt, Father God. Oh, Father God, we give your name the praise in advance for the good things that you are doing, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for those whom you had allowed, Father God, to use as instruments for ways to be made, Father God, that we can now do what we used to could have done, Father God. And we know it is because of you, Father God, that would touch hearts, Father, that would make, oh, Father God, racial injustice, Father God, that you would make that cease, hallelujah. So we thank you, we give your name the praise, oh, Father, but now, this day, Father God, speak to thy people, hallelujah. Father God, go before us and clear the way. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. We thank you in advance for the message and the messenger. It is in Jesus' name. But before we end this prayer, we continue to pray for bereaved ones, Father God. Those families that have lost loved ones, my God, my family, and other families, Father God, that have experienced this transition from life to that we call death, Father God. But for the Christians, it's only taking a breath until, hallelujah, that they may, oh, hallelujah, look upon your face in that day, hallelujah, when we all shall meet you. But Father, until then, hallelujah, allow us to be comforted by your spirit, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, let man continue to look unto thee, from which cometh all their help cometh from you. It is in the name of Jesus. Father God, we continue to pray over sickness or afflictions, coronavirus, sugar diabetes, hypertension, hallelujah, strokes, Father, heart attacks, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, cholesterol levels. We ask that, Father God, as we look up to you for our hope, that you would give us the knowledge to continue to do things that would preserve this health in this earth, Father God. Bless us, and we will be blessed. Teach us, and we will be taught. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for the rending of the prayer. But what I'll deal with John, I don't know if you guys can hear me real well. John chapter 19. And I thank God for the rendering of the prayer. I thank God for the thumping of the heart. I thank God for his spirit. It's manifestation of the Holy Spirit. You know, I thank God because it was a time that I'm going to read something, then I'm going to stop. But we're going to, I really want to get to verse 17 and on, but I want to read a little bit, then I'm going to try to expound. And if you want to jump in, you get in time, real. Anybody can jump in. I want to look at this message. I want to tie a title to this message. Make him take it back.
Thank you.
Make him take it back. And when I deal with the spirit, I don't deal with the flesh. You know what I'm talking about? Because fleshly, people can, you can't whoop everybody, Reverend Aaron. You can't just physically whoop everybody. It's somebody that's tougher than you. You know what I'm talking about? And then where I come from, that if somebody really scared of you, they might come when you really can't know. You know, my river, they might, we call it, they come and they rape for you, you know, that's old street term, you know, they rape for you, you know, they got four or five people, you know, they count you because they scared of you, you know, but see, I ain't talking about that kind of revenge, I'm talking about spiritually, Jesus made them take it back. Look what he says, beginning the verse, I'm going to read y'all, but I'm going to expound. If God give it to me, but I want to get to verse 17. Watch this here, Reverend. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers planted a crown, look at it, a crown of thorns and put it on his head. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they put on him a purple robe. Now, I'm going to be saying some things. I'm going to try my best to run through this. I want you to imagine in your mind someone taking a thorn. Now, these thorns were 2 inches long, planted it together. You was it, brother?
Yes.
Planted together.
Yes, sir.
And put it on his head. They just didn't lay it. They pushed it in his head, Reverend, and blood was running out. Now, this madness now. This madness for me. And they took his clothes and put on him purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." Here we go, y'all. They smote him with their hand. They hit him, Reverend. I'm going to try to get through this quick, y'all. But they hit him, Reverend. This is what happened for someone who took on your sin. Look at here now. They hit him. They plaited a crown down, pushed it on their head. Reverend, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Reverend?
No, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They took this crown, pushed it in his head. They put a purple robe around him. They hit him. Smut means they hit him with the hand. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And look at here. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto, look at it, unto them, "Behold, I bring unto him forth to you that you may know that I find no fault in him." Help me, Holy Spirit. Then came to Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, "Behold, the man." Oh, help me. He's going to get a name.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get a name.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man now, though. Early he said, "I find no fault in him, Reverend. I done put him down.
Mm-hmm.
I questioned him. I find no fault, Reverend. I find nothing with him."
Yeah.
Make him take it back.
Yeah.
Oh, you might catch over the bull. You might catch over the bull.
All right, man.
River, make him take it back, River. These are the same people took him to Pilate. See, let's get a little bit here right here. They couldn't kill him. The Jews couldn't kill him. They couldn't have a court and judge him to kill him because only thing they can do is civil stuff. They can judge, but only like if you come to me, Reverend, and you got and I stole your lamb, and you can come back and sue me. They can They can come up with a judgment on that, but when it comes down for capital for punishment and death, they had to go to the Romans. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So they had to take a pallet. You know, pallet has to be the one to execute the word judgment of death. But then they go to him. They say, okay, if you do your little reading, and you'll find out that we're going to find out that there were two people he could have let go at that time. He can let go one person at this time. And if we're going to find out the person they really want, Reverend, they want to be crucified. Mm-hmm. Look what he said. Then came forth wearing a crown of thorns and a purple robe. And Pilate said to them, behold, the man with the chief priest. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Therefore, and the officers saw him. They cried out, Reverend, saying, crucify him. Crucify him. Pilate said unto them, take ye him and crucify, look what he said, him. But what he said, for I find no fault in him. He kept saying it, remember?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
He kept saying it. But remember what he said? A lot of folks, when you have, he had the power. He don't think he had the power. We're going to get there, too. In this circumstance, he thinking that he can wash his hands on it, remember? Because his wife woke him up. You remember, Reverend? His wife woke him up.
Yes.
She said, that man did nothing. You need to wash your hands on him. And I'm going to tell you something. We've been listening to our wives way before 2022.
Yeah.
You might catch that later on. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
My wife told me. You know what she told me? She said, you handpicked. And you go look up that word, handpick. Handpick means that you do everything your wife say. You know what I'm talking about? And you know, she told me, she said, baby, you ain't handpicked. You just picked by the right hand. I said, oh, Lord. Let me get out of here, man. I'm going to get in trouble. Say, man, so his wife told him, and he heard him, Reverend. I don't fuck with the teacher, Reverend. He heard him, Reverend. And he came back.
Yeah,
I found no fault. This is the second time he said this, Reverend. He said, I find no fault. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, then the Jews answered to him, having the law. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Here we go, Reverend. Having the law, by our law, he ought to be, what is it? Died. I like this word. Because he made himself, I'm in the book, y'all, the Son of God. The our law says he's really blaspheming. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. You know, one day they told him, and it's not in this chapter preferably, but one of these chapters tells him, the book said, they was hearing him saying, if you tear this body, this temple down, I'll raise it back up in 3 days. And they said, this man, it took 46 years to build this temple.
Yeah.
What is he talking about, raising it back up in 3 days? These are the accusations they had against him. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about, you remember? These are accusations they had towards him. So he feels like the deck is stacked. Well, Reverend, you know what, Reverend?
Yeah.
Make him take it back.
That's right.
Come on, help me with this. He said, yes, we have therefore heard. They're saying he was the more afraid. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I like this stuff here, man. They said, he said, because he made himself a son of God. And look what he said. When Pilate therefore heard, you hear that, Reverend? See, people question Pilate. I'm going to try to open some up about Pilate. He said, when Pilate therefore heard, that's saying he was what, Reverend? More afraid. And went again into the judgment hall. Help me, Holy Spirit. And said unto Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, speaking that thou not unto me? Knowest thou not, the way he said, that I would have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, we're finna go somewhere now. Jesus answered. About all that stuff he was saying, Reverend, till he got to this point. Do you know I got the power, Reverend, to crucify you? Don't you know
that?
Right. Jesus said, thou couldn't have no power at all against, I'm in the book, y'all, except it was given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee, what was it, have greater sin. Oh, so what you get out of it?
Yeah.
He's saying, you seeing people right here, help me, Holy Spirit, that people right here, these the one has the greater sin, brother. That's what he's trying
That's
to
right.
say. He said, yeah, I know they brought me to you, and you making these, and you got to come up with a judgment, and you got to make a decision right here. And you telling me if I don't say nothing, you got the key to say what, Reverend? That you could be crucified. Jesus said, no, this didn't come from you. It came from heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm almost on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, Reverend. Reverend, make him take it back.
That's right.
Reverend, hey, Reverend, you see how he's doing? He's taking it from
mm-hmm.
Pilate's hand and giving it back to the who? to the Jews. He said, they have the greater sin because
right.
they brought me to you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He
yeah.
said, but I'm going to tell you this here. I'm going to tell you this here. I'm going to tell you this right here. He said, and from this forth, Pilate sought to release him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I like this stuff here. He said, but the Jews cried out, saying, if thou,
yes.
he said, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. But whosoever make themselves a king speak against Caesar. You know, he was trying his best, Reverend, and now they put the homeboy up there thing. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be a friend
mm-hmm.
of Reverend Henry. You're supposed to be a friend of Reverend Henry. So you need to pick the
mm-hmm.
Reverend Henry's side. And you're supposed to be with her. If you're not, you can't be Reverend Henry's friend. That's what he's saying.
That's right.
You can't be. So if you say you're not, you can't be his friend. And he did this here, Reverend, because he tried his best to let it go. He tried his best to get out, but they put some on. They put a status on him, you know, Reverend. He had to keep his status, Reverend. And look what he said. When Pilate therefore heard that sin, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment and seat in the place and called the pavement. But the Hebrew word, here we go, y'all, Golgotha. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the preparation of the Passover. In about the 6 hours, he said unto him, I'm almost on, y'all. He look what he said now. Look what he said now. He said, are you with me, Reverend? He said
yes,
unto
sir.
Them, the Jews, behold your king. Well, I want
mm-hmm.
you to make sure you heard me early. He said early, the man. Remember that? Did you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He said, the man, early in that scripture, that we back up, and he told them, behold, the man. That's in verse 5. That's what he said, right?
Yes.
Oh, he said, then
yes.
came Jesus for wearing a crown of thorns. This is in verse 5, y'all. In the purple robe.
Mm-hmm.
And the palace said unto them, behold, the man. Right? Then you come
yes.
over here. What did he say over here, Reverend? What he said, he said right here in verse 14, and it was for preparation of the Passover about the 6th hour, and he said unto the Jews, look what he said, Reverend, behold, thou king. Now,
mm-hmm.
they had to hurry up, brother, because you can't be doing things on the Passover. They take off a time out and celebrate. You know what I'm talking about? How God brought them out
mm-hmm.
of Egypt. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they had to get this stuff right, Reverend, because they had to get ready. And he knew what the Jew doing then. But he said, behold, your king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But look what he said. Did he make him take it back, Reverend? He ain't a man no
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
He's the king now, right? Look what he said,
mm-hmm.
Reverend. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. And Pilate said unto them, "Said I crucify who? What represent? What is that? Represent? Your king?
Your king.
Now remember this now. Watch what I said. He said your
mm-hmm.
king. And I want you to hold on to that thing. And then the chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar. Hey, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? They established that he's not our king. He's not our king. Let me tell you something, Reverend. God gonna make a change in their heart." And we know
yeah.
the end of the story, but watch how he did it right here. He said, then deliver he him therefore unto them to crucify, and they took Jesus and led him away. And look what he said, and he bare his cross. Here we go, y'all. Went forth into
mm-hmm.
a place called, look what he said, called the place of skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Look what it says, mm-hmm. where they crucify him. Two others on him in the either side one. And Jesus in the midst. What it's saying, he had two thieves in the midst of him. These brothers, one was on the right side and one was on the left side. Is that right there, Reverend? And he was in the middle of them. See, this is like humiliating. They taking him and putting him as he was like a murderer, a thief, and a robber, you know what I'm talking about, and putting him in the midst of two thieves that they humiliate. He's not our king, so they're making him look so bad, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They put
mm-hmm.
him in there, and this is what helped me a little bit because I needed a little help, Reverend. He said, and Pilate wrote a title. Here we go, y'all, and put on the cross, and the written was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Did you hear that, Reverend? Jesus
yes,
of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. He said this title then read many of the Jews, and for this place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. Now I'm trying to get somewhere, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. I like this stuff here, man. Now, the third, this man was just a man. Now, most people got tombstones or some kind of status indicator where someone is buried, you know. You can look at it, even if it's not at the grave site, even if they don't have a plot or a tombstone, it'll be some kind of status. It might be a number there, and you can go in records and say, well, who is 995? And they might tell you the history of it. So when they see Jesus, they saw Jesus' entitlement on top of his cross. They entitled that he was, here we go, Reverend, Jesus of Nazareth. They let him know who he was. And everybody know him because his name been spread, fame, and went out. And then this is what a lot of folks got messed up by, the King of the Jews. Oh, hear me. And he just also, he made it that anybody, can, when they pass by, Reverend, they can read it. Reverend, he had it in Hebrews, Reverend. He had it in Greek,
mm-hmm.
and he had it in Latin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Then said the chief priest, here we go, Reverend. I'm home now, yo. The Jews
mm-hmm.
up to Pilate. He said, right now, here we go, y'all, the King of the Jews. But that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what they wanted to change that. I want you to put
mm-hmm.
this on here. And this is where I love this is all I got, y'all. This is where I'm at now. He said, Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I really believe when Pilate stood on what he's written, God hide all the things he, that's just me now. I'm not a scholar. This is what I believe. I believe his faith, that he believed that Jesus was the king. I believe when he wrote that and stood against what they asked for, and instead of changing his name, he wanted them to know what they did and who they killed. And he was the King of the Jews. And he wasn't just Jesus, because a bunch of Jesus running around there. He said he was Jesus of Nazareth. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when they see this here, one can't say, what did he read? He knew it was going to be some Hebrews walking by. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knew it was going to be some Greeks walking by, Reverend Henry. He going to know it was going to be somebody
mm-hmm.
that can speak Latin America walking by, Reverend Henry. And what they do, they going to all know who was this king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I like how he did it, because I've read in the word, he said, if I be lifted up on earth,
mm-hmm.
I will draw all men unto me. I don't know where you came from. You might be in Chicago, Alabama, Texas, all wherever you are. God drawed us all to God's plan this morning to let you know we can make him take it back spiritually. People might, God gave you a nickname. People might have called you out. Don't you know God is in the business of changing people's mind of you?
Yeah,
you don't have to fight.
Yeah.
All you have to do is live humble and hold it. God
mm-hmm.
will fight your battle. God told us one day, Reverend, I know you remember, he said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord.
Yes,
he said, said repay no man, the King James Version, recompense. Don't pay no man evil for evil. He wants us to let them people know the Spirit of God is in people, right? Now, watch this, Reverend. Somebody said, that's kind of hard, because I said, how he talk? Let me tell you something, Reverend. I can't speak to nobody but him right now. I was taught the way, and I went wrong. Every time I was around my mother, every time I went to church or did something, I always respected God. I was a hellion, though. I woke up and sin with the sleeping sin. But Reverend, I always fear God. So I'm trying to tell you, I don't tap into like everybody else do. I have an open mind that God can change anybody in any season. So I'm trying to tell you, whatever they told you was or who you are, let me tell you something. If you gave your life to God, you X a lion. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You X a busybody. You ex a whoremonger. You ex all the sins that he said we shouldn't be doing. You ex because he covered it all right here when he went to Calvary. Because he went for all mankind. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. He wasn't prejudiced to. He just wanted the Jews didn't want to receive him, so they killed him. So one day we found out he died for all mankind. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God, Reverend, for the message. I thank God because judgment will come. The Bible said judgment will begin at the house of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah. So wherever you at, use the temple of God, and God will use his love over top of you. All you got to do is open up today if you don't know. Open up and allow God to fight your battle. Don't fight that battle. God have won the war. All we got to do is do what, Reverend? Just lean on him. Lean on his everlasting life. Because he's been there. He covered it all. Man don't have to suffer anymore because of what we don't know. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because Jesus paid it all. So I want to say this in passing. If you've been delivered, if you've been set free, walk in it. It's a day-to-day thing. Get in God's word. Read God's word. Try the word of God more and then lead into your own understanding. You don't always have to be right. But one thing you need to be right in, that you know the Lord from the pardon of your sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That we often say we try our best. We quote it. We go up and down with it, Reverend. We do a pretty good job sometimes. But let me tell you something, Reverend. It's some good food to the soul. When we go to Romans, man. We go to Romans 10 and 9. It's some good stuff there. He said that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and should believe in thy heart. Look what it said, Reverend. That God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Oh, here, thank you, Lord.
For with the heart, for with the heart of man, believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confess is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. But the same Lord of all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all.
Yes.
I'm in the book, Lord. I'm in the book. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to read two more scriptures, and people might not like it, but let me read it because it's in the book, Reverend. How then shall they call, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, on him whom they have not believed? Oh, you got to believe, John. How should they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how should they hear, watch this now, without a preacher? It's in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
How should they preach except they be sent? It's in the book, y'all. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings. Look what it says, Reverend. Glad tidings of good things. I'm in the book, y'all. Oh, I'm in the book. I'm in the book. See, the word has to go forth. You know when someone, I know this ain't going to be right because they say it's a title, Rip. But let me tell you something. I know this ain't going to be right. I just only preach the word and teach God's word. Let me tell you something. There's a reason why God said it, because there's going to be some things that preacher's going to say, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that when he's saying it, it's so much convicting in him, he still said, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Or you can tell someone that's been called by God, because he had to stop and say, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. Lord, help me through this one here. Lord, I need your strength, because I'm saying something now. I need to pause for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. You see, I know they didn't say that when he wrote on the tombstone, Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, he didn't put it in English. Trust me, it's been translated in English. That's why we're reading it now, that we know that he's king of the Jews. Help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for his love. I thank God for what he had bestowed on us today. But it's up to you this day who you're going to serve. It's up to you who you're going to allow to come in your life. No one can force himself on you. But it's up to you if you want to serve the Lord today. So serve the Lord with gladness. Don't let nobody hold you down to serve the Lord. So we love you. We thank you for the word. We thank you for what we've been for. If it was anything was said, misunderstood, we'll try our best to, well, I'm going to do this here, let's try our best to explain. Hopefully it might be somebody more scholar than I can really make it more plainer to you. If not, we just ask God's will to be done in this time. We thank you. We thank you for your prayers, and we thank you for your coming out. And I'm going to tell you something. You can make him take it back. They've been taking it back a year. Right. He did. No, but I ask God for forgiveness, and I believe what, Reverend? What I believe, Reverend? I believe he forgave me. I believe he did. That's all I have, Reverend. That's all I have, Reverend.
Beautiful.
It's been so long.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful today. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for what he again allow us to experience his word, his unfolding of his word, his ministering to our hearts, reminding us what he had done and is still doing, still making mankind take it back. May the Israelites take it back. Oh, hallelujah. He made, hallelujah, he hardened Pharaoh's heart. And he allowed it to be softened. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Didn't want to speak of it, but he finally had to surrender and say, Jehovah God is God. Thank you, Lord. We thank God today. Beautiful message. If you want, you know, they may have called you one thing, but if you live for God, hallelujah, all that they have called you, but if you truly live for God, and God will let your light so shine that you will cause them to take it back. Like they have said, you weren't going to amount to anything, God. You always was going to be a certain way. Oh, but God, love can change. It can change men's mind, men's heart, men's vision. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God today. What he has allowed us to experience. Yes, sir.
Our cousin, our sister, I don't know if you got it, but I got something that said, I see
okay.
That's what she said.
Okay,
I see you. You know what I like about that name, Martha, man? Cousin Martha. I got that cane too. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Nutty. And I'm gonna tell you something. I see you. She sent this nugget out. I see. For some may want to read it. There are scriptures. One of these scriptures she sent that we know. We try to expound on it, but it says Exodus 31 and 33. That's chapters. And it says Matthew 22, verses 1 through 22. And you can get the reference for what this title is there. It said, I see you. And she always put a date on there. This date was 2017, the year, I mean, February. You know, and I want to tell you something, brother. For her, you know, she got to be researching. She always brings some nuggets in here to help us along the way. And the Bible said, don't you know God see you? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to read what she got here, but I want to do something with this. It says, the Lord saw Hagar in her pain and confessed it and blessed her with a promise that she would be the mother, look what it says, of many descendants. after an encounter, Hagar called upon, called the Lord, Elorah, which means that God will see me. Oh, help me, Holy. For she knew she wasn't alone or abandoned. Hagar was seen and loved, so are we. We might feel the ignored or rejected by friends or family, yet, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, we know that our Father sees not only the face we present into the world, but all of our secret feelings and fear. He speaks through the word that brings us life. Help me, Holy Spirit, to know that God sees us, give us comfort and confidence. Let me do it again. To know God sees us, give us comfort. And I say this here, and I know we've been on it for a little while. Can I tell you something? God knows your thoughts, and he hears. God knows something people don't even. She said God can see your face. God can see all around you right now. You can be you can have a persona all you want to, but the real will come out one day, Reverend, because he know how to bring it out. You know what I'm talking about? But see, God sees all things, brother. And I'm going to tell you something. Watch this, Reverend, and he is our Lord and Savior. Once you accept him, he's going to tap into something, and he's going to speak to you. You're going to swerve him down, that preacher or that teacher telling you something that somebody already told someone. You. Somebody said something, Reverend. To know, now watch this here, to know that God see us, give us comfort. And some people don't want God to know to see him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
Apologies.
Yes, sir.
Some people don't want God to see them. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, you want God to see you right now. You want his son to be right there in the middle of that. You know why? Because if you go keeping on where you are and don't repent from where you are, God will have to do judgment. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And that judgment we don't want to see, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I say this to say this here, that come to Jesus right now. And she gave us another ribbon. And again, look at this again. Let me see something. Did I get it? Hey, Martha, I don't see a date on on this. I guess it must be the day or something. Let me look at this again. Yeah, this is February the 3rd. I guess it must be 2022. It said a fresh start, Reverend. A fresh start. I like that. A fresh start. Have you ever been there, Reverend?
Yes,
God has reconcile us to himself through Jesus, through Christ, and no longer count our sin against us. I like that stuff. He said, others around us may not willingly to forget our past and wrongdoing, but we can. Oh, look at this Holy Spirit. You hear that? Take heart that in God's eyes, we are no longer condemned, as Romans 8:1. He said, as Paul pointed out, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. He said, let the enjoyment fresh start. His giving is through Jesus Christ. Now I'm gonna tell you something. She got what's today's day? And the third.
Yes, sir.
You see what she just gave us? Well, this is her daily read. It's a Bible thing. She read everything. You see how it came out? It was close to the message today. That Jesus made a fresh start for all of us. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He made a fresh start for all of us. None of us would be able to make it back to God. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Without him. He came and gave us a fresh start. Yeah, they thought they were doing something wrong. Platting that thorn, a crown, putting it on his head, putting him in purple. We call it over in Texas, high side, talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
But rather, no longer did we have to worry about who he is. We know he is our Savior. He is our King. He was our Lord. Oh, because he's going to sit in the seat of David. So he made it afresh for us. Now, you and I, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you get in Christ, it's a preparation. It's a preparation. It takes time sometimes. Sometimes the walk get a little weary. You know, sometimes it get a little tough, sometimes, Reverend. But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Along the way, if we just stay steadfast with the love of God, we could make it because he washed it whole. Man don't have to wait again. You've been made whole again. Yes, Tammy. I like this thing. I thank you, Amon. Thank you for the word of encouragement. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for this message. Reverend, I thank God for how he's been having us trying to hold on to God's unchanged name. Yeah. Because we believe in his magic, and he already done it. He done it, Reverend. Mm-hmm. For you and I and others to who want to live closer to him, we can wake up like we do today. You know, we can get rid of it. You know, we don't have to wait for Sunday to hear a word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We don't have to wait on a certain day to thank him for his birth. We don't have to wait for a certain day to thank him for his resurrection. Brother, we do, even though this is the month that gives the black history, we do it all the time. You know what I'm talking about? I want to read one controversial verse. We're not going to expand on it, y'all. I just want to read one very controversial verse. And I want you guys to meditate on this. And this it is Psalm of Solomon. He just gave me this, Reverend. Psalm of Solomon. I got to read it. I can't be it ain't but a few Psalms of Solomon. Song, S-O-N-G, of Solomon. Song. Look what it says. The song of song, which is Solomon. He said, let him kiss me with a kiss of his mouth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For the love is better than wine. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, because of the Savior of the good almond, thy name is as an almond poured out forth. He said, therefore, look what he said, Reverend, do the virgin love thee. He said, draw me. We will run after thee. The king hath brought me into the chamber. He will be glad and rejoice in thee. He will remember thy love more than wine, and upon thy love thee. Now watch this here. I am black. I'm in the book, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You was it, Reverend? I am black, but commonly are your daughter of Jerusalem, as the tent of Kerod, and the curtain of Solomon. So I just want to pause there. If God will, we'll try to tap in that one day, you know, I'm going to pull this mud out. He said, I am black. So I want you to ponder with that. You know, I was privileged to be on the back line one day. Somebody said, if we all come from Africa, and they gave us this religion, you know what I'm talking about? See, folks need to study, man. People need to study, you know what I'm talking about? And then when you study and get in the Word of God, there's some things God will show you, you know what I'm talking about, what is what, you know. But I want to tell you this, he's not prejudiced at all. Oh, him,
that was right.
He's not. He wants you and I to look at everybody as the same. But I want to let you know the Bible will show you, and I'm going to tell you just from the bottom of my heart, it will not let us look like a fool. If you rightly divide and study this word, Reverend, it will show you some things, not to be lifting you up, but lift God up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So I want to tell you this here. He gave me that this while ago, Red. We're going to ponder with that one day. Psalms of Solomon, chapter 1. He was dealing with a woman, you know, talking about and expressing what this is, you know. So I want to tell you this here. It's in the book, how God wants us to look at things. So I thank God for the word of Red. I'm just going to back up, you know, talking about, you know, we ought to say this here and love that it's always open, Rev. I know I'm running my mouth too much, but I'm going to say this with love. We love y'all only. And if it was something said, misunderstood, even when we present you by, hey, Martha, Sister Martha, Cousin Martha, if it was something misunderstood about that, we can try to be our best to let someone express it. Somebody might express it better than what I just did, you know, them. But then we just told you about Psalms of Solomon. I know it's a mystery. A lot of folks probably ain't been in the Word to know that he was speaking about it. When God do that, he'd be specific about some things. But he don't want us to be prejudiced, though, Rev. He don't want us to be thinking we better than others or we lower than others, you know. I just want to know the Bible is right and man is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rip. Okay, Rip.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Ain't nobody hit the one, Brother Rev, and I guess they just listen today, you know.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord for the listener. Thank you, Lord. Well, we'll just continue to give God the thanks and the praise for all he has done, for all ways he has made. Even the way of the scripture, we thank him. Even for him still on this journey with us. We're not by ourselves, but he walks with us. He talks with us. The more we consider him, the more he considers us. Praise the Lord. So we just tell God thank you. For justice will be served. We would know our real place, but God in his salvation saved us and gave us abundance of mercy and grace that we would choose him and walk in the ways he would desire us to walk. So we thank him for continuing to give us that strength. Thank you, Lord. Day in, day out, they keep on holding on what we call the bloodstained banner. Yes, we thank him. Thank him and remember God sees us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We'll pray. We'll pray. If nothing else, we'll pray. Continue to let God have his way. Oh, hallelujah. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this time that you've given us, Father, that we may come and reason in your word. Father, we pray we have presented a service that you are pleased with, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray, Father God, that you have been the center of our attention, the center of our joy, the center of what we strive for. Not for fame, Father, but for you, for your glory and majestic and honor will be presented. Hallelujah. That men may turn aside and say, what must I do to be saved? Well, what must I do to walk better for thee? Hallelujah. That men will consider their lives, Father, and start living in the way that you would have them to live, Father. God, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy that you've given us, Father. We just continue, Father God, to be with us. Oh, Father God, continue to work our hearts, Father, that we may do things, Father God, that you would desire of us, that we may be made better for you. Oh, Father God, thank you for being there. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to live in a way that we could make them take it back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your conversations, your communication. You are even allowing this prayer to be rendered up to you. We say thank you, Father God. And we ask, Father God, those that have to travel today, Father, we ask you be with them, check them, prevent auto accidents if it be thy will. Okay. Protect thy children in the name of Jesus. Oh, continue, we ask prayer. We ask, Father God, you would look upon the bereaved in heart, the bereaved in spirit, the bereaved in mind, Father God. Those, Father God, that may have questions. Why? Hallelujah. Those that may be troubles, Father, we ask that you ease the troubled mind and bless that troubled heart, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless us to understand your will and your way even better. In Jesus' name, thank you for the word on today. Thank you, Father, for allows us to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirit and be receptive of thy word. Hallelujah. We thank you. It is in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the message, the messenger, and even how you allow a golden nugget, as we call them, to be sent in. Hallelujah. That will give confirmation and support unto your ministry as we go forth, what we call God's plan. Bless us to be in thy plan, and bless your plan to go forth. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. We thank you, and we love you. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Stand up in testimony service. It looked like the Lord would just give them songs just hot off the wire. They maybe out of their prayer life. You know Ella Braggs, what was happening there. Something way down on the inside. One of the old mamas would get up and sing a song, and they'd look right at you and say, hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Come on and help me sing it quiet. If my earthly